When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Joining me now is Tiffany Irving, Senior Vice President of Wealth Advisor at Mesirow. And Tiffany, you have such a great story. I asked you how you got into the world of wealth management, and you have such a big role at Mesirow. It started as a bank teller, didn't it?
Years ago, yes.
You've always loved numbers, huh?
I've always loved numbers.
And you worked your way up and kept on going, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's fun. I think it's the relationship side that I love the most. We were talking earlier about social and being in front of people. And, you know, my passion is helping others meet their goals.
How have the past year or so been talking to clients? It's been a nervous year and a half, hasn't it?
It has been a nervous year and a half, but I will say, I think they're used to volatility, right? Where we might expect calls to be coming in when we're seeing some of these dips, our clients are well educated. We have conversations with them. We're building out their financial plans and making them feel secure that we're watching what's happening day to day so that they really don't have to.
Yeah. And speaking of getting calls, I imagine one day you might get a lot of calls is when SVB Bank fails and people start worrying about where their banks are. And now we get the news that First Republic being bought by JP Morgan. Most of us don't have money in these places. What does that matter to us? And does it? Are we a little too skittish about where our money is in banks? Because they are secured, right?
They are secured. I think we want to pay attention. But as you and I were talking before the show, you know, most of us have the FDIC insurance coverage. And I think what most people don't know is how much they can get of that, you know, just by planning. So talk to your advisor, talk to your banker about how to extend that insurance coverage. But it's $250,000 per individual. Mm-hmm. So you can have an account in your name. There's $250,000 insured. If you're married, your spouse can have one in their name. That's another $250,000. If you have a joint account, right, each of you gets $250,000 off that. That's another $500,000. So there you've got $1 million in insured deposits.
That's been
right
paid
there.
Out. Every single cent has ever been paid out by the FDIC.
Yes.
So for the most part, you're good. And if that's a problem, if you have too much, first of all, good for you. That's a great situation to be at.
Exactly.
Second of all, talk to the folks at Mesirow. I'm sure that's the conversation you can have with people if that is an issue.
Oh, we do. That's one way to, you know, buy accounts, but also, you know, buy institutions. So coming out of the financial crisis, that was a big thing at that time as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. As you look at the last 4 months here, we're entering May, a new month. That's always an interesting start of even though it's just a random day on a calendar, it's always a chance to take stock at how the year's going. And a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, numbers are up so far this year. 3 out of the 4 months are in the positive territory. We must be off to the races. Maybe not, huh?
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, as you look at the markets, especially in the S&P, right, there's a few companies that are really buoying those results mm-hmm. in the first 3 months. So if you strip those out, we're really flat or so for the year. So it's not as good as you might think, right? You have to be in those specific ones, right, that are doing well. But again, you know, we're going to hear some more this week as the Fed comes out with their comments and whether or not there's an interest rate hike this week. We think there will be about a quarter of a point. But, you know, we want to hear their comments, not only about that, but also with where they think inflation is going, but also with the
First Republic, the banking situation.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I just think I'm glad you say that a lot of clients are okay, or at least maybe volatility is kind of baked into their everyday lives, because this could be a volatile couple of months, right? We're still waiting on a potential recession coming. Geopolitical things always up, send things up and down. And again, inflation's coming down, but maybe it'll be stickier than we realize. What's a good defense mechanism for volatility? Is it chatting with someone and laying out all possibilities so at least you're aware of what maybe you can be doing with your money?
It is. We make tactical decisions in our asset allocation sort of based on what we see in the economy. But overall, it's sitting down and having the conversation with your advisor. If you've got a long-term plan in place, right, our job is to take that emotion out of the equation so you can be objective and saying, are we still on target to meet our goals? And I think that's important. We're going to see some volatility along the way. But long term, if you look at the historical rates of the market, I think the S&P 500 has got like an average 10% return.
Right. So. Right. Dollar cost averaging is your friend.
Yes.
For sure. After the break, we're going to talk about divorce, which is always a great tease. If you're going through this, or if you're thinking about it, you want us to keep listening. Or even if everything is rosy and great, it may be because of a couple of reasons. We're going to chat about that. And I also want to ask you about stress testing, something that you guys do at Mesirow to help people plan for their accounts. We'll get to all that after we get a look at weather and traffic. Mary, Mary, how are we doing? All right, let's continue our chat with Tiffany Irving, Senior Vice President, Wealth Advisor at Mesirow. Before we get into divorce, which I know everyone's so eager for us to talk about, Tiffany, stress tests.
Yes.
A good financial advisor, like the folks at Mesirow, can actually say, all right, here's how much money you have, here's how much you have in assets, all that great stuff. And they don't just say, well, the markets will go up a little bit and here's what you'll have when you retire. You actually can perform tests that kind of test different scenarios, right?
Yes. So we build in cash flow and income and expenses, right? Future large expenses if we need to, but that's a big component of it as well, right? So you got to make sure the information going in is correct.
Right.
But we do that on the planning side, and then we use what we call Monte Carlo simulation. It's like 1,000 different trials of different returns in the market to see how likely you are to kind of achieve your goals long term, right? And so, right, does this income level work for me? Can I maintain my expenses? Do we need to make some adjustments along the way?
Like a trip to the doctor or dentist, is it often that people are afraid to do it? And when they do it, they realize, hey, maybe we're better off than we thought.
No, I think it's people are often pleasantly surprised, which is nice, right? Right. So they're fun conversations to have because you're right. No one's ever showed them. I've had people say to me, no one's ever showed it to me like this before. Mm-hmm. Like, this is really helpful. So I think that's an important aspect of working with your advisor. I would also say that planning and advisory work, it's not set it and forget it. Right. Our situations change. You want to update those plans, look at them annually. You never know. Right. We talked about ages and stages and life events. Right. Life events trigger different things in your finances. So you want to make sure you're updating it on a regular basis. And every time you update it, you can stress test it. How is this going to affect the long term projections that we built out for you?
That's a great point. Let's talk about divorce. All right. Pre-planning. Well, first, let's talk about money is always cited as one of the big reasons why people get a divorce. And around that has to be around communication, right?
It's communication. Money is stressful, whether you're single or divorced, right? Like, it just is the number one cause of stress and anxiety, I think, for people in general. But through communication, you can have those conversations early. So I would say that's as we talk about sort of pre-planning, have the conversations going in. You know, make sure you both know, what are your assets? What are your liabilities? What debts are we bringing into this together? You know, I think that's an important aspect.
And I imagine it's what sort of life do we want to live together, right? What's the roadmap here? You may not know everything, but you're going to have conversations about kids. Okay, what about houses? Where are we going to live? Are we spenders? Are we savers? That's got to be something that happens beforehand, right?
Absolutely. And how do you manage that? One of you is a saver, one of you is a spender, right? It's not make or break for the relationship per se, but you want to understand the full financial picture.
Right. And a lot of our listeners we've heard from are about to get into their second marriages. I think that has the benefit of maybe they went through this already the first time and they have some of that knowledge. So hindsight can be a little 20/20, hopefully a little better heading into their second marriage. What are the things should people do in the pre-planning stages?
Sure. I think you want to take a look at, when you're looking at those assets, how are they titled? And are there premarital assets that you want to maintain separately for a variety of reasons? You know, whether that's inheritance or assets you may inherit down the line, it depends on how your family set those up for you. There may be trust assets. So there are a difference between marital assets and premarital assets.
If it's separate beforehand and you get married, does that automatically link them together unless you specify I want it separate, or do they remain separate? Like, what's the base assumption if you don't tackle this?
Right. If you don't tackle this, right, or you pull those assets together. Mm-hmm. So like a big reason, I'll just personally, right, my husband and I have our estate plan. If something happens to us, assets go in trust for our children. We wanted to protect them from future divorces. Who knows what their financial futures or spouses look like? I have no idea today. But the trusts allow them to make withdrawals at certain ages. But if they make those withdrawals and they put them into a joint account with their spouse, those are now the assets of their spouse as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's commingling assets that can create a problem in the future. So if you know for sure going in that you don't want to commingle those assets, right, you want to make sure you keep them separated.
Because if you don't, they're together.
Right.
Okay. Very good stuff. All right. Let's talk about prenups.
Yes.
You have like a big smile on your face.
I feel like it's a dirty word. No one likes to talk about prenups, right?
Boy, they don't.
They really, really don't. But really, I really think it's a respectful conversation, right? If you respect your partner and you want to make sure you have your full financial lives out in the open and talk about them, communicate them,
I think it
makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Not in some situations, not all, but it's depending on whatever, family assets, inherited assets, different things, right? The situation is different for everyone, but I think it is a respectful conversation. I want to protect my assets. I want to protect your assets. I want to protect you as well.
It's right? Ironic that the people that maybe are the most comfortable about talking about prenups are less likely to get divorced because they're already communicating about really difficult things.
Right. It's communication on very difficult topics. Absolutely.
All right. Let's say you are you haven't done this, or even you did, and the worst is still going to happen. A divorce is happening. What are steps people need to take to start getting ready for that moment?
Yeah. So I would say if you think a divorce is imminent or your spouse is going to come to you and ask for a divorce, start preparing early, right? You want to make sure that you have a list of what your assets are, where are they held, how are they titled.
Each spouse should know everything.
Each spouse
should probably know everything already. But
should
like,
know everything already.
Right, but,
right but that happens a lot.
Right, so but if that is even... If that's even a possibility, start planning for that.
Start planning for that. If you think it's coming, I would say start planning for that. So listing out your financial and non-financial holdings, right? Make sure you have that. Know what the liabilities are. In a lot of cases, you might want to pull your credit report so you don't miss anything.
Ooh.
You can pull your spouse's. You know, the unfortunate thing with divorce, they're not all amicable.
Right.
In some situations, right, you might have a spouse who's trying to hide some assets from you. So the earlier you can prepare, and honestly, there are a lot of situations, mine included, right? I'm the financial person. My husband is not interested at all in our finances and relies on me, but I'm like, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Right.
We need to have these conversations.
And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. And you're like, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it. Yeah. But it's important to know for, you know, not just for divorce, but for other reasons. But in this case, you want to make sure you're listing everything. If you don't know, or you're in a situation where you can't ask, maybe start paying attention to the mail, what statements are coming in. Or maybe you have access to things online that you really haven't looked at in a while. Look at them, print them out, start kind of building that.
Having that information makes the next steps easier, I imagine, right?
It will, because there's just going to be a lot of information that you need to gather pretty quickly. You want to understand kind of what you have in terms of insurance, life insurance, health insurance, compensation for you or your partner, soon to be ex, right? You know, whose benefits are we on? All of these things make a big difference, and you want to know all that information going forward. Understand your retirement assets, who are the beneficiaries.
Can Mesro be part of that team? Like when you're building a team, getting ready for divorce.
Right. So that's another step. You're jumping ahead of me a little bit.
Okay,
yeah. You're building your assets, but you also need to build a team.
Let's take a break. We got the news too. We'll talk about building your team for divorce. And I also want to get into this other subject, the importance of financial planning in the LGBTQ plus community. We'll do that after the break and the news on WGN. And for more information on all this stuff, if you're running out of the car, Mesro, great people, MESIROW.com or 1-877-MESRO. Break, news, more coming up on WGN. Tiffany Irving is here, Senior Vice President, Wealth Advisor at Mesro. We're going into some overtime, Tiffany, on divorce, because there's a lot to get to
here.
There's
a lot here.
Okay, mm-hmm. Before we talk about building your team, you talked about like watching the mail if you think someone's hiding. Just see what's out there, right?
See what's out there.
Log into the accounts that maybe you wrote the password down somewhere, you put it in a file cabinet. Look at it. Also, like, you need to like gather a list of all your income and assets, but that's more than just bank accounts, right?
Absolutely. Anything you have out there, retirement assets, look at your Social Security statements, jewelry, art, things that you know you might not think of that could be assets.
Health insurance
is going to be important, as I mentioned earlier, knowing the compensation structure of both of your plans. You know, pulling your last few years tax returns will be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and your team's going to ask for them anyway, so
yes.
You might as well take a look at them.
By the way, every couple out there, you can just email each other your tax returns every year. Whoever, if like one person does it for the spouse, get in the habit of like sending that to their Gmail account or wherever they need, so they can just hold on to it somewhere, right?
I mean, you can. We save ours on our family
or
drive.
Paper yeah, wherever it is.
Saved on a family drive.
I guess
that's
fair. Sending to me email could get hacked. Okay, you're right. Building a team. We talk on Let's Get Legal, it's the show on Saturday that I have. We talked to a lot of divorce lawyers about how important having a lawyer on your side is. Their spouse is likely going to have one. You want one, too. Do you want to go to the lawyer with a financial person already there? Should we be calling Mesro, even if we're not your clients already, and saying, hey, can you tag along and be a part of this team? How does that work?
Yeah, we partner well in these situations with attorneys, right? Because through the financial planning process, you know, we can help you think about what does life look like after divorce. So at this point in time, right, you know what the assets are. We can take a look at what does it look like, you know, hypothetical splits, if you will, within the assets, and just take a look at what does that mean for you? Are you wanting to keep the home?
Mm-hmm.
If not, are you renting, right? If you're the spouse that wasn't the working spouse, what does that mean for you in terms of, do I need to get a job, right? All of those things are going to go into kind of building out a new financial plan, post-divorce financial plan for you.
I mean, it's also confusing if you've been saving for your kids' college or who's going to pay for your kids' college. I mean, it goes well beyond for just what have we earned in the past. It's about what are we doing in the future too, right?
Planning for the future, absolutely.
And at what point should you start living a separate financial life, even if you're still technically married? Like, is it after you have that first conversation or even beforehand start doing that a little bit on your own?
I mean, I think a little bit on your own, but like, you know, if you don't have a credit card in your own name or you don't have a checking account in your own name and you know that this is imminent, right, it's start to kind of build that out for yourself because you're going to need to establish those accounts.
Do you have like a cheat sheet for people like when they come to you?
We do actually, and we can absolutely share that, some things they need to think about along the way. But I think building out the team is going to be helpful. Just obviously your attorney, your advisor, your CPA. We have individuals come to us and say, we were just talking about this during commercial break, right? This is going to be an amicable situation. And when you get down to the nitty gritty, unfortunately, things arise, right? We're talking about people's money and people's finances and what life is going to look like going forward. So it can get very, very complicated.
It can get expensive, too. You mentioned those people. Obviously, you are all professionals and you need to get paid for your services. No one disputes that. Someone might look at that and say, oh, my, I can't do that. I guess the alternative is not good, though, is it?
It's not good. And some individuals, you know, are like, we'll just use the same advisor. Right?
Oh, like together.
Like together, or we'll use the same attorney, or we'll, right? Because they really think things are going to be amicable. But, you know, and some advisors will do that. I recommend against it. I think you should have your own people in your own corner.
That makes sense. What about life after divorce?
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about this, divorce is a bad thing. And of course, no one, I think, gets into a marriage hoping to get divorced, of course. Otherwise, you wouldn't get married, I don't think. But divorce can be a freeing moment, too, for a lot of people where they can step out and live their own life, live their own financial life.
Live their own financial life. It's a big change. And you were just talking earlier about people going on their second marriages. So, right, life happens. Things happen. We may end up on a path we didn't expect. But you can plan accordingly.
So, right.
Right. Absolutely. And I think a couple things I just wanted to also mention,
yeah.
Right, kind of post-divorce. Things that we talked about was insurance and estate plans and the like. Don't forget to change your beneficiary designations.
Oh, right.
That is a big one we see.
Right, because a lot of people, especially if they don't set up wills and trusts, they go to the beneficiary statements on your IRAs, 401ks. They just go right to those and oops.
And oops.
Todd's getting it. I don't know why I named him Todd, but
right.
Todd's getting
it. Or Todd
money.
Is making medical decisions that maybe you don't want him making for you anymore.
You're absolutely right about
that.
It can
be very, very serious.
Okay, so if you're contemplating this, if you're part of this, contact the folks at Mesro. But it's obviously, y'all know Mesro. Yeah, they're on every week. There's a lot more than divorce. It's just one angle that we wanted to tackle today. Tiffany, you guys do a lot of other great work. And in the next few weeks, we're going to drop podcasts for people for how to plan and how to invest, how to think about their financial futures in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I look forward to those conversations.
I do as well. Thank you so much.
Mesro.com, 1-877-MESRO, MESIROW. Tiffany, have a good one, okay?
Thanks so much. Thanks
all
for having me.
All right. We're going to talk about ChatGPT and more with a great tech reporter after another look at weather and traffic. Mary, how are we doing?